This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
We have Utah Valley in the YouTube chat saying this show is ass without dirt. We can't even make him cry today. I mean, yeah, hold those. The tears are coming Thursday. But by that point, he'll be a typical Duck fan who acts like he doesn't care about baseball again because they only care when they're in the regional and then they lose and they don't care again. So I'm sorry. Hold the tears. The tears are coming on Thursday. Bill and Brandon, if we did a show together, because I don't, would you do Orem and Sprague? Sprague and Orem doesn't sound good. Brandon and Bill BBs. And Brandon. BBs? BB Sports?
BBs in the morning?
I don't know what our show name would be. I have to work on that. The NBA Finals is set. We've got Indiana and Oklahoma City. Indiana, Bill, they outscored the Knicks by 74 in transition points. That was an utter beatdown. In a series where they shouldn't have won game one, and they did somehow, and they finish it in six, they get past New York. And now I think we've agreed on this during the break, I think this is the best possible finals matchup we could have gotten. Boston didn't prove to be the juggernaut from last year, even before the Tatum injury.
Yeah.
New York was a fun story, but they're limited. They didn't play as many dudes, and so they tried it. It was too late. Indiana, really just showed, I thought, back-to-back years, they deserve to be in that Final Four of the NBA, and they took that step this year, get past the Knicks, and now we've got an interesting matchup where it feels like America thinks the Thunder's going to get this series over quickly. Mm-hmm. I'm not so much there. I think this is a good matchup.
I think it's going to be one of those series where it's a good matchup, and the games are really competitive and close, and it might still be over in five. Like, the Thunder, I think, just has so much more firepower.
They're such a wagon.
And they just, I don't know, they know what they're doing at this point. They have so many counters for everything you can do. They can beat you so many different ways.
Yep.
That said, I mean, this Pacers team should not be slept on. This is not, you know, the 2000 Pacers with, you know, one guy who can beat you. Like, this team is pretty stacked and kind of came out of nowhere, too. Because I don't think any of us were really sitting around in October or even February talking about the Pacers as a title threat. And here they are. And, like, it's been fun to watch. And, like, the way that team's been built, you know, they've got wings. We were talking about on the break, you know, guys that were not super heralded. Aaron Nesmith, guys who are going to come in and beat you and knock down big threes,
Nemhard,
defend their butts off.
Nemhard.
Mm-hmm. It's just been fun to watch. Like, they play the right way, but they do, and it's paid off for them. And they've won big series.
Yeah, the four seed winning the East and winning any conference is just, it's remarkable in itself. It does kind of speak to the East, and I think the lack of depth and talent in the Eastern Conference. But they punched their ticket back to the finals for the first time. in 25 years. The last time they made the finals was the year Portland should have played them.
I know. I was thinking about that the other day.
It's a bad flashback.
Because I have this memory of watching Game 7 and Bob Costas on the broadcast saying, either one of these teams would be favored against the Indiana Pacers,
yeah,
but the Lakers would be favored more. But I think that anybody who grew up watching the Blazers late 90s, early 2000s, thinks back on 2000, not just as the missed opportunity of Game 7, but what that finals would have looked like against a Pacers team that was not built at all to beat the Blazers. The Blazers, by almost any logical measure, would have and should have won a championship.
You know what's funny is I think we largely in this city, we hold that, and it's why it makes Game 7 so painful, aside from you could have gone back to the finals, it just hurts to blow that lead, is I think we all comfortably say we would have won, and I don't know, I still think we would have. Have you ever heard the Pacers talk about that idea? They don't agree with that. In fact, I think if you go back, they swept the Blazers in the two-game season series.
Did they?
They did. Hmm. And I went and looked, and I was like surprised by it.
Mm-hmm.
But Reggie and them say if they would have got Portland, they would have won the title.
That Blazers team, like when you talk to people around, like who were around the league at that time, and I've done a couple stories looking back on it because when I covered the Lakers, I did an oral history of Game 7 and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. The way people talk about that Blazers team, the depth that it had, like it's the amount of reverence that people, and not just Bob Witsit and Mike Dunleavy, the reverence they had for the depth and talent on that team is through the roof. Like, there is a real belief that that was a championship team, aside from, 9 minutes of incredible.
It's the deepest Blazer team we've ever had.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, like, I don't know if fans today totally understand what it means when you say, like, oh, you had Greg Anthony and Detlef Schrempf coming off the bench. Those guys were awesome at what they did for what that team needed, you know, knocking down shots, facilitating, making right plays. Yeah, that team just went 10, 11 deep.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
I had a buddy that used to work here. He works in Atlanta now. And I reposted a highlight of Scotty making a steal and getting a bucket and pushing it to game 6. And a buddy commented and was like, man, that team in retrospect, super stacked. And I said, yeah, man, should have won a title. And he responds, I forgot they had Detlef Schrempf on that team. And I go, yeah, like, Scotty was, I think, their best player, and he didn't really need to be like 25-10 Scotty. He just needed to be 14-9 Scotty, and that was good enough because they had so many pieces everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you look at that start. Let's see, the starting five on that team was Stoudemire, mm-hmm. Steve Smith, mm-hmm. Pippen, mm-hmm. Wallace,
yep,
and Sabonis.
Sabonis, yeah.
Brian Grant was off the bench. Bonzi Wells was off the bench.
Yep.
Schrempf, Anthony,
yep,
and I'm probably forgetting somebody important.
You said Smith. I think for the most part,
but that
got
team was stacked.
Yeah. And then you have Baby O'Neal. We ended mm-hmm. up trading, you know, later to the Pacers, coincidentally.
For Dale Davis, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that team is. I'm glad the Pacers have made us remember how great it was to have a great team. That's what the Pacers getting back to the finals has done to us. But the NBA Finals is set. We'll dive into the matchup. I got numbers. How did we get to this matchup? Indiana and Oklahoma City meeting. I just, youngest team ever to go to the finals in Oklahoma City. As you said during the break, they might be here for 15 years, so look out. It's just crazy to think that a team has punched their ticket, and they're four games away from being an 84-win team.
Unbelievable.
They have one. I think they have one or two players that are over 30 and older. Everybody else is 26, 25, 24, 23, 27. Like, it's just, it's nuts. And then the Pacers, here they are, looking to become the second four seed ever in NBA history to win the championship.
Who was the first one?
1969 Celtics.
Excellent.
So it's, you know, this
yeah.
doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So we'll dive into that coming up at the 7 a.m. hour. Up next, whoopsie daisy happening in Eugene, and we'll get to Corvallis as well. Let's do a little regional baseball check-in next. But first, Ortner with a sports update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.